אנחנו קוראים בכתבי רבש.
We are reading from the writings of Rabash, volume 3, page 2105 in the Hebrew edition, the explanation to the article preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're going to continue from the continuation of the cascading.
המשך ההשתלשלות.
The continuation of the cascading. Let us return to clarifying the continuation of the cascading. Once the surrounding light cancelled the screen of the goof of Galgalta, the screen of the goof rose to the Rosh, and since the last phase was lost, there was a coupling at the Rosh of Galgalta on the records of 4-3 only. And it expanded from the Pe to the Chazeh. And since the screen of the Tabu is incorporated in the coarseness of the Rosh, while it is in the Rosh, there are two discernments to make in it. One, its own phase, the screen of the Tabu. Two, the coarseness of the Rosh. Once the screen descended from Pe to Chazeh, which is phase 3, it is considered that the light of Ab shines in the internality of the vessel of Galgalta, meaning the inner Ab. A coupling was made on what was incorporated in the coarseness of the Rosh. From the Chazeh to the Pe of Galgalta, a new degree emerged called the Rosh of the outer Ab. And from the Chazeh to the Tabu emerged the Guf of Ab.
Shela.
Question. This is perplexing. After all, there is a rule that the next degree should fill the empty vessels of the previous degrees. So why does Ab not expand below the Tabu of Galgalta? Answer. It is because it does not have a screen on phase 4. Hence, were it to expand below and see the will to receive that is present there, it would not be able to overcome it. This is why it remained above the Tabu. In Partsuf Ab 2, there was a clash of surrounding light, and Partsuf Sag emerged from the records of Partsuf Ab. These are still the records from above Tabu of Ak, but the records from below Tabu of Ak have not yet been filled. This Partsuf Sag emerged on records of phase 3 of clothing and phase 2 of coarseness, as well as filled the empty vessels of Partsuf Ab. However, it could not descend below the Tabu of Galgalta and fill the empty vessels there, since it has phase 3 of clothing, which are vessels for drawing Chokhmah. It follows that this phase, called the tastes of Sag, the Amim of Sag, expanded to Tabu of Ak. But the Nekudot of Sag, considered merely Chasadim, since they do not have the above-mentioned phase 3, could expand below the Tabu of Galgalta, although there is phase 4 of coarseness there, which is a vessel of reception on which it is impossible to place a screen. Still, because the Nekudot of Sag are vessels of bestowal, they have no interest in vessels of reception. Hence, they expanded below the Tabu of Galgalta and filled the empty vessels that were there. Yet, since they saw the will to receive that was there, they wanted to receive in order to receive, as they did not have a screen on phase 4. And since we learned that there was a restriction on receiving in order to receive, the light immediately departed from them.
נסתלק מהם האור. שאלה.
Question. We learned that the nekudot of sag are vessels of bestowal. Thus, how were they restricted?
תשובה.
Answer. There is a difference between gar of bina and zat of bina. Since we learned that zat of bina should receive chokhmah in order to bestow upon zer anpin, but gar of bina engaged solely in bestowal. Now we can understand that gar of bina, which are glagalta ve'naim, were not mixed. And therefore, the Galgalta Ve'naim remained in the degree and were not restricted, while Zat of Bina, called Achap, departed from the degree because they wanted to receive in order to receive. And this is called the second restriction.
Nimtza Chabad Chagat Dinkudot Desag.
It follows that in Chabad Chagat of Nekudot of Sag, which are Galgalta Ve'naim, there is no mixture of Phase 4. Hence, their place is still considered the place of Atzilut. Below the Tabu of Nekudot of Sag, clothing the two bottom thirds of Nehi of Ak, the quality of reception in order to receive governs. And when Parzuf Sag rose to the Peh of Rosh, two couplings were made there at the Rosh of Sag. One, a coupling on the records of the Teamim of Sag that did not descend below Tabur of Ak, and from which the Parzuf of the upper Ma emerged. Two, a coupling on the records of the Nekudot of Sag that were restricted and mingled with Phase 4 below Tabur of Ak, from which Ma emerged, the world of Nekudim. This coupling took place on half a degree of Phase 1 of coarseness and on Phase 2 of clothing. Therefore, we must understand that Malchut does not draw light on her own vessels of reception, but only on vessels of bestowal due to the restriction. Because of it, were she to use the vessels of reception, it would be in order to receive. Here too, we learn that the light expands in both the inner vessels of Sag and the outer vessels of Sag. We should know that as a rule, he does not speak of the upper Ma, since we're speaking primarily about the association of the quality of mercy with judgment, which begins in Parzuf Ma, which is the world of Nekudim.
והנה למדנו אשר בעולם הניקודים יש בית
We learned that there are two roshim, plural of rosh, in the world of Nekudim. One from the coarseness, two from the clothing. Keter is called phase two of clothing, and Abba ve'ima are phase one of coarseness. Since phase two of clothing cannot draw light, since there is no deficiency there, it needs the association with the coarseness, which has the power to draw light. We also learned that the level of light that shines there is Vak of Bina, in the form of, for he is delighted in mercy, which frees the degree from the need for Chokhmah. This light is also called the correction of lines. Hence, we learn that the correction of lines shines only at the Rosh, since the clothing does not have expansion in the Guf, but the Guf had only a small illumination, and it was not satisfied with the state of Katnut. Hence, when the light of Gadlut came, the vessels of bestowal of the Guf broke as well.
Shailot.
Questions?
When Nekudot of Sag descended below the Tabor, it's all phase four down there, and still there's a division between Gelgal Tevenaim and Achat, the place of Atzilut. How come the place of Atzilut is still considered holiness? Because everything there is phase four below the Tabor.
I'll tell you that from Pev Gelgalta and onward, it can also be all phase four.
So, in what the place below Atzilut worse than the place above Atzilut?
Because it's filled by different types of potsufim and lights.
In what are they different?
After the four phases of direct light, when Patsuf Galgalta was created, so from Pe of Galgalta and onward, it's all phase four.
No. The
rest, it depends on the corrections.
But after Rosh comes Toch, Toch is also phase four.
The will to receive, say it differently.
Allah.
Next.
כן.
Yeah.
הוא מדבר שיש כלל.
He says that there's a rule that the second degree should fill the empty vessels of the previous degree.
Yeah.
What is it talking about?
The second degree has to fill the vessels that remained after the previous degree, that are empty. And she fills them because the previous degree couldn't fill them.
Is it the previous partsuf itself that the degree fills?
It's the previous partsuf that now becomes the next partsuf. Just as Galgalta to Ab, Ab to Sag, and so on.
And how does she fill it? She has a lower coarseness, a smaller coarseness.
What state are you speaking about?
Let's say Galgalta to Ab, or from Ab to Sag. How can Ab fill Galgalta and Sag fills Ab?
The lower one filling the upper one, yeah.
That's what I understand from here, that there's a rule that the lower one fills the upper one.
Yeah. It raises records, deficiencies to the upper one. And the upper one can then form a coupling on those records and in this way fill itself and the lower one. That's it? Okay, so what are we doing next?
There's a third part. There are selected excerpts on purifying the heart.
That's the third part. Come on.
We'll go to the next part.